Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here back on Empowered by the Spirit. And we are so fortunate to have two incredible people, Nick and Michelle Jordan, who are amazing people. And Nick is the founder and CEO of Wells of Life. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you on the show. And wow, I have been so excited to be in your world and part of your life, not as much as I will be in the future, by the way. But tell us about Wells of Life and what that's all about.
Well, it all began during a trip to Uganda, and it was an eye-opening experience, as I'm sure many will attest to, when you're confronted for the first time with what poverty actually looks like. I was very moved to see how children lacked water, and how even in schools, a lack of water meant that there were so few girls able to attend school. So I really felt the Holy Spirit tugging on my heart, saying, it's about water, and it's about the water here. And that was the beginning of a process where Wells of Life became an idea that turned into an organization that's now on a daily basis committed to bringing clean water to 1,000 communities in rural Uganda.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral, and we have, again, two incredible people, Nick and Michelle Jordan, on the air here talking about Wells of Life, their ministry, which is really digging wells, creating wells, correct, for those who need clean water. And define the problem for us, because it is just a huge problem worldwide.
It is. And just to put it in its broadest strokes, today 1.1 billion people lack the most basic resource on earth, which is clean water, the fundamental and first building block of life. And spread across the developing world, this is where their entire lives are determined by the daily struggle to bring water to a home. This, unfortunately, for the most part, falls on the shoulders and backs of women and their daughters, who travel on average each day 3 miles carrying 44 pounds of water. And that's the only responsibility that they have until somebody reaches out and brings clean water to them. So it has profound effects on living, obviously. As far as water is concerned, we all know that when you have dirty water, it kills. And the saddest choice that I believe a woman will ever have to make is to give her child dirty water simply because there is no other available option. That is one of the most heartbreaking choices anybody should be forced to make. And Wells of Life is in the business of removing that choice by bringing access to clean water every single day.
Praise God. We are so fortunate again to have Nick and Michelle Jordan on this show to tell us about one of the most important things that any of us could ever do, and that's support people in order for them to have clean water. In fact, as we look at Matthew 25, the famous Matthew 25 and Judgment of the Nations, Verse 35, Jesus says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me." And it's so important to understand that we have a responsibility, Michelle, to really make a difference as it relates to those that certainly do not have water, to supply actual water to them that's not going to harm them.
That's correct. One of the things we've learned is, as we tell people the story, the initial reaction is, you know, gee, I don't know if I have enough time or money to do this. And I think a lot of people are a little overwhelmed with the size of the problem. And so we really try and convince them that, you know, even if you can't take care of all the people, you can take care of at least one life. Everyone has that capacity to give and support at least one life. And so we've worked really hard to break it down as in as small numbers as possible, in the hopes that people will then be encouraged and be willing to, you know, spread the word and involve a lot of other people in that process of, you know, raising the funds, raising the awareness, and, you know, sharing their ideas on how they can support this need.
And what a great need it is. But Nick, I'd love to hear more about your background and your faith life. And, you know, I know you're an incredibly devout Catholic. But tell us about your experience.
Well, I was born in Ireland, as most likely the accent will already tell you. I was born in County Wexford. And I was born, funnily enough, in a farmhouse that lacked running water. All the way back then, in the late 50s, that wasn't an uncommon situation in Ireland. It was a pretty poor country at that time. So my first memory as a four-year-old was actually walking to a well with my mother. And I had a tiny little bucket, and she had two very large galvanized buckets. And my recollection was that these buckets were heavy. My mother would have to lay them down, put them down several times in order to be able to rest for a moment. And that just had a profound effect on me. Nothing happened, obviously, for many decades, but in the course of, I became a school teacher, an elementary teacher, taught for 4 years. And then, like many of my generation, I took the opportunity to come and seek my fame and fortune in the United States of America. And so I became one of the wave of immigrants that came here through the 1980s. And I was very fortunate. I was very, very fortunate when I came to Orange County. In fact, I became involved in real estate and built a real estate career. And that lasted all the way through 2007. And at that point in time, I realized that there was more to life than just becoming a wealthy real estate person. And I saw the opportunity to be able to give back and give back into my chosen profession, which was obviously teaching. And with an Irish organization called Fields of Life, I began the process of raising funds for schools and had many clients and friends and family at the time. We built four schools, and I had an opportunity to actually travel to Uganda and see firsthand the benefit of schools for children. And at that point, I really had a Holy Spirit moment just outside Jinja, which is near the source of the Nile. And I realized that this was something I could do something about very, very practically. And so I made a mid-course direction and founded Wells of Life. And at that point in time, the memory of my mom almost 50 years earlier carrying these buckets was vividly alive in my mind, because I saw women just like my mom carrying water every day. And I realized that if the cycle of poverty that was keeping them trapped by having to haul water wasn't broken, they would never have any hope. They would never be able to dream. And the greatest way to be able to display the love of Christ to the least of his was to be able to bring clean water to these villages.
And what an exciting moment that must have been to realize that the Holy Spirit has called you and anointed you to bear fruit. We see this in John 15:16. It's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask of my Father, he will give you. And you have devoted your life to making a difference, both of you have, and what a difference it's made. And tell me about your background, Michelle, if you could.
Well, I'm also a real estate agent, and I grew up in Texas, and my father was, he raised us serving others. As long as I can recall, we were always ministering to people, serving people, and so, you know, God's always worked in my heart to be there and do that. But when I met Nick, the first photograph that grabbed me was of a mother holding her baby, and you know, you could see the joy in her face, but you could also see the suffering in the back of her eyes. And I really related to that as a mom, that I just couldn't imagine that, you know, this mother had to come and give this dirty water to her child, and then just the joy that she felt when the clean water came. And so when I met Nick and I went to the first fundraiser, they were a very small organization at the time, and they had asked me to help. And at the time I was doing two other different ministries that had all my time, and so I said I would give them 1 year to help them build their board. And their volunteer team and everything else. And that was the end of it. After that, I was really hooked on it because I saw how I could use both. Besides taking care of the kids in Uganda, I could also use this ministry to reach kids here who are lost and brokenhearted in families by involving them all in the solution. I just saw a great opportunity to reach hearts.
And that you are doing, both of you are doing, and how blessed you are to have found each other. It's amazing,
definitely.
Amazing thing.
It was a blessing
to see the two of you work together. And but again, why Uganda?
That's always the easiest question to answer, Steve. Uganda, first of all, is one of the most Christian countries in Africa. It has a population similar to California. It's about 38 million people. And of that, approximately 41% are Catholic. I had been working there for 4 years, helping to build four schools. So the most difficult thing when you're working in a third world country is having the assurance that the donor's money is going to be put to the best use. And so to have a full, complete comfort level that the stewardship was going to be correct, I chose to work in Uganda simply because I already knew that Fields of Life had a 20-year track record of building schools, ministering to people, and then through association with me, we basically began drilling water wells. The opportunity there is immense. There's approximately 4 million Catholics who lack water in Uganda.
This is Deacon Steve Greco with Nick and Michelle Jordan, and we are so fortunate to have them. We'll be right back to learn more about Living Water, Wells of Life.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're fortunate to have Nick and Michelle Jordan with us. Nick is the founder and CEO of Wells of Life, which is an incredible nonprofit ministry helping those that do not have clean water in Uganda. And your goal is to build, I believe, 1,000 wells. Is that correct?
That's correct, Steve. 1,000 wells in 1,000 communities.
And that is absolutely amazing. Tell us more about how you find where to build the wells and maybe more specifics on and actually the process of building it.
Very good. Okay, the process of drilling wells is extremely simple. Bottom line is that you have water underneath the ground and you have people living on that ground that for the most part, when water is unavailable, you have children dying sometimes 20 feet away from where the actual water that will save them is. For $6,000, you can drill a water well that will provide water to 1,000 villagers. So my math major tells me that that's $6 per life. So then it becomes a question very seriously. How many lives do you want to save? Now, the process of drilling, we basically have our own drilling equipment. We work in connection with Fields of Life. And this is a very critical point because we drill a very efficient, cost-effective well. We tell our donors that this well is going to last 25 years. So their investment is an incredible investment over multiple decades. And that water is brought to the surface using a pump. We use a hand pump. And at the base of each well, we place a plaque that has the dedicated name of each particular donor. And you will know this well, Steve, no pun intended, because there's one actually honoring your life, I believe, there also.
Which we're very thrilled about. In fact, one of the more incredible things that ever happened to me is I'm retiring from my company after many years. And at the retirement dinner, because of that well that is being driven and drilled, and because of the fact that I worked with Nick on a particular event honoring me, there was a gentleman there from our company who got so excited about exactly what's going on here and saving lives, and that he went to the CEO of our company and he went to a number of people and said, let's honor Steve by raising money to create these wells. And we're very close to having three additional wells. I know we have two in the bag and very close to the third. And that's an amazing thing. So people from all over our country donated, and you know, again, $6,000 per well, and we hope to have four wells, so $24,000 altogether. But it's an amazing, amazing thing to feel like you're part of something important. And to the radio audience out there, you know, one of the most important things you can ever do is say yes to the Holy Spirit, yes to making a difference in love with people. And that's exactly what Wells of Life does.
So just to chime in, I really would like the opportunity to be able to correct the facts here, because Steve is a little bit too modest. And I'm going to have no hesitation in saying to everybody that's listening that the phone call that I received when I was contacted by his company that said that they wanted to do something special for him. They were not going to give him a Maserati, and he didn't need another Rolex, and the second home in the Bahamas was something that his wife passed on. So they asked, could we help by providing the means to raise the funds for a well? And that's what we do at Wells of Life. We empower people to be able to honor lives of significance. So what actually happened was his company simply opened the floodgates of compassion, and they literally honored this man in a way that I don't think you can do a better job on, at least not on this earth. And so each day, as donations rolled in and the numbers raised within that company, each life was touched by the idea of being able to honor Steve Greco, who had dedicated his life to leadership. So this is the perfect way amongst companies right across America. 10,000 other companies have people that are, you know, retiring every day. Why not make Wells of Life a dedicated opportunity to be able to honor a life in a significant way and include the company in doing so?
It was an amazing thing, and thank you for sharing that. I will tell you, we had about 500 people there in the audience. We don't have a huge company, but they were there, and I was vice president of sales of the company. And there were so many people crying. There were so many people lining up to say something to me. And you guys were fortunate and so blessed to be able to give me this plaque, and as well as that beautiful mural picture that actually shows the joy that happens when these villagers get clean water and actually get the well. But people were coming up to me and they were saying things like, wow, you know, what a great company, as well as, you know, this is an example of why we're here at this company. So to Nick's point, many of you out there are being called right now by the Holy Spirit. You perhaps are a leader within a company. Perhaps you have your own business. Perhaps you're in, again, a position where when someone retires, or just to rally the company around a special event. Because at the end of the day, many, many companies are looking for outreach ministries to make a difference. And I will tell you here on Empowered by the Spirit, there is no other ministry that I can say, other than Spirit-Filled Hearts, of course, right there along with it, which is our spiritual ministry, but that Wells of Life is at the top of the list as it relates to really making a difference in living the love of Christ. And that's what makes you so excited, Michelle, too. And you've made such a big difference. And tell us again about, you know, why you're so involved in Wells of Life.
Well, I love the practical aspect that the donations go directly to drilling that well. And I know a lot of people who give are concerned about where their donation goes. So when someone raises funds for a well, 100% of that that money goes right to the cost and the production of the well. The other aspect of Wells of Life is we really want to reach families and individuals. And like you just said, you know, everybody has been given a gift from God. And there are so many people who have, you know, just been taken out in life and really haven't had a chance to get to know the Lord. And that hurt that they've experienced tends to, you know, put shackles around their heart. They're not reachable. But we have found when you're serving, God's awesome. He has created in us. I mean, there's actually a physical change to our brains when we are serving, because all of a sudden, you know, our problems don't seem so large. And we start to experience, you know, that love that comes, the compassion and love that comes from serving others, starts to unwind, you know, the hurts in our heart. It's a great opening for the ministry, you know, and we're called to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And when we're serving, that's exactly what we're doing. And there's nothing better than going up to young kids and even adults, and talking to them about wells of life. And I've found that if we ask them first, what do you think about this ministry? And if you had a chance to save a life just by, giving them water, would that interest you? And I mean, quite honestly, I've had almost every idea we've had, whether it was marketing or some of the stories that we've put together came from individuals that, outwardly you probably wouldn't want to stand next to. You might be a little afraid, but boy, the minute that you spoke about this opportunity to serve, there was just a change in them immediately. And they're the ones who've given me so many of the ideas that we've put into play. So I know that God is going to use the ministry to reach all the other kids here who are dejected. And it's another opportunity for families to do something together. So we've got great stories about kids who went to their parents, and then the parents working with the kids, fundraising and, doing chores or having car washes or garage sales and ways to raise funds together. And the great thing is we're able to, once the well is drilled, we're able to provide photographs of the well and stories. And, it just depends on how remote the area is, but you can even Google map the location of your well. And there is nothing like that for a family to see the joy that you just described that's in the faces of these people who, probably were forgotten and praying and wishing they had water, that you were able to be the answer to that prayer. So that's a great joy that we have serving here.
We're with Michelle and Nick Jordan, and Nick is the founder CEO of Wells of Life. And Michelle was just describing living the life of Jesus, living the life of mercy, living the life of the Holy Spirit, filling us with the joy, the love of Jesus. And as you know, this is the Jubilee year, the year of mercy. And what better way of really depicting and enacting mercy than doing something for Wells of Life, doing something for drilling of wells for those that have contaminated water, and you're literally saving their lives. It's so important to understand that we who are sinners have a God that loves us unconditionally. A God who died on the cross, Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead in order to give us eternal salvation. And he is all merciful. Mercy and the fact that God is merciful appears 149 times in Scripture. And it's so important, Nick, to understand that we have to live out that mercy. We have to live out that compassion by finding something that God has prepared in our hearts to support. And this is a great opportunity for that.
Absolutely. And the Holy Father, Pope Francis, really put it right out there to everybody as a challenge when he visited Uganda. He just simply said, to those who have water, it's incumbent upon you to provide it to your brothers. And it couldn't have been any clearer than that. So this is the year, this is the time, and this is the decade to bring water to all who live in this world, regardless of where they are born or live.
Jesus talked about the fact he is the living water, and that's the title of our show, that we have the living water, we have Jesus within our hearts. But we must have that actual physical water created and drilled and so forth and given to people so that they may have life on earth here. And so without loving them and showing them how much we love them by trying to make a difference to support their lives, then as James would say in the letter to St. James, is that faith without works is dead. And so the reality is we must put our love in action. We're going to talk more after the break about how we are putting our love in action through the many, many people who are donating and the support of Wells of Life. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco here on Empowered by the Spirit with Nick and Michelle Jordan. And we're talking about living water with their nonprofit Wells of Life. They are amazing Catholics. And every drop matters, every second counts. And it's so important to understand that there are people dying every single day in Uganda because we don't make a difference enough in their lives. And you've got an event coming up to make a huge difference in the lives of many thousands and thousands of people. And tell us about it.
Well, this year it's actually our second time to do this, but it's the first time we've hired a professional organization, and we've made a huge, bold goal to fund 100 wells in one day with the Wells of Life Run for Water 5K, 1K, which is meant to be a family and community event. We're holding that on Pentecost Sunday, May 15th at 9 a.m. at the Laguna Niguel Regional Park in Laguna Niguel. And we set a goal to form 100 teams made up of 20 churches, 20 schools, 20 businesses, 20 families, and 20 individuals. We always break it down so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. And each of those teams make a commitment to fund one well, which would allow us to reach our goal. And we're very excited about this because there's so many different races out there and reasons to run. But how many races at the end will provide water for 100,000 people? It's a substantial number of people to reach, and our hopes and goal is to do this every single year. It's a great way, again, for the kids to work together with their parents, for businesses to create relationship within their employee base, for schools to use their competitive nature for something good. There's a place for every single person to play a role in raising these funds and having such a great outcome. And our goal with that is to also be able to do this every year and then take all the things that we've learned and created, and we want to share it with other water organizations because we know there are other ones out there. It's a tough thing to run a charity, and we want to be able to share this with other organizations so that they can reach other areas in the world. That's why we stick with our one small place that we can support. But then we want to share all those ideas and things with everybody else. And we want to see this really take off and start to really reach the number of people that need it. So that's our big event. And by the way, we did a small one as a sample last year at Santa Margarita High School. And we just called our donor base. We didn't really advertise it. We said, let's just see if the families really enjoy this. And we want to make it as real as possible by bringing the photographs of the people that you're helping and serving. And so this time we blew up life-size photos of the children and the kids and the moms carrying the water, and we placed them around the track. And the families that came with their children, some of them carried the water bucket so they could get a feel for how heavy it was. And it was just a great day. The families loved it. They all came back to us and said, we want to do this again. And so that's why we decided to do it on a bigger, level this year with our professionally run race.
And the first well that we actually fundraised and raised the funds for was dedicated to Pope Francis, which was amazing because at the same year he happened to be in Uganda. And our team that was led by Pete Callahan, Ralph and David Linsmeyer actually visited the site. And the welcome that they received from the school children was rapturous. I mean, it was almost impossible to describe. I still look at the photographs and I see this well dedicated to Pope Francis, who really raised the flag on serving others and our responsibility to do so. So Wells of Life felt really honored and excited to be able to thank him in a very significant way for his leadership.
Pentecost Sunday is always one of the most exciting days of the year and feast days. It really reenacts the Holy Spirit coming upon the disciples, coming upon us to make a difference, to make us excited about our faith, excited about living out what Jesus wants us to do, which is to make a difference by loving one another, make a difference by feeding the poor and giving water to those who need water. So this race, Run for Water, on Sunday, May 15th, is extremely important because dirty water means poverty, sickness, and death. And we can make a difference. Now, they sign up through online registration. Is that correct?
Yes. And you can actually go to our website, which is www.wellsoflife.com. wellsoflife.org. That's wellsoflife.org. And the first picture you'll see is a direct link to our race page. So anyone can sign up, and we'd love to get as many schools as possible. There's not necessarily enough time to visit everyone personally, but we're happy to come and speak to any school or youth pastor group or anyone who would like to hear more about this. But we've made it as simple as possible. We've got great materials that we can share with you. And what you would do is go to that site and you would name your team and register it, or you can join one of the teams that are already there. If you're not a runner or if you're out of the area, you can also make a donation to any of the teams that are on the site. So there's several ways that you can give, and we also need volunteers. So if you are interested in volunteering, just contact us through our website and we'll be happy to sign you up.
I just wanted to add, what's extremely exciting is that there's a place for everybody in this run for water, because as Steve pointed out, Pentecost Sunday is such an incredible day in the calendar, but the opportunity that exists here is to be people that are bold with action, to join with your family. Our youngest donor is 4 years old and she's been practicing for her 1K. Our oldest donor is actually going to turn 101 just before this race, and he's been practicing. Monsignor Anthony McGowan is currently the oldest living priest in the Diocese of Orange, and who knows, maybe in California. And I've been asking him to really try to get a little bit more work into his push-ups and press-ups, because I feel that he hasn't really put enough effort into getting this race done, because he's only on his third well. And I say that in jest, because I love Monsignor McGowan. He took his Millennium Bounty, which is a check from the Irish government for turning 100, and he donated all of it to Wells of Life for a well that honours 8 Irish students that were tragically killed last year in a Berkeley collapse. So we see people doing amazing things with Wells of Life. There's an opportunity for everybody to find their own space in it. And the race really is the one where we're asking people to come and join us right now.
Now, I know that there are many people involved listening in, our radio listeners that are involved in youth ministry. Perhaps as a volunteer, perhaps you're even heading up youth ministry within a parish. What a great opportunity to organize your confirmation students, those in youth, even college students, whatever it might be, around this great nonprofit Wells of Life and great event in terms of Run for Water again on Sunday, May 15th. So as you listen to this show, ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and organize this group of people. And how many groups again?
100 groups.
100 groups.
And that's 100 teams. So, for example, your company that you're retiring from has already stepped up and they have a team. We have, Servite High School, Santa Margarita High School. We have Connolly High School. We've got 27 different families that are all in the process of signing up. We've got a young boy that's 8 years old, a cancer survivor. His name is Nathaniel. Him and his sister, both of them have gotten together. They've set a huge goal of raising the funds for 5 wells, and their video is going to be on our website tomorrow morning. So there's no lack of inspiration, because there's no lack of need. One of our amazing board members is a priest in St. John the Baptist Parish in Uganda. Father Max came here last summer seeking water. He came with tremendous faith. He really didn't know what to expect, and he was very blessed, and we were very fortunate to be able to give him the commitment for 10 water wells. The second just came in yesterday. They'll be drilling the third next week. He still has a need for another 20 wells. So that's a need that I press upon the listenership. It's out there. It's 20,000 people that live and die daily without water. Surely they should not have to be in that situation when $6 per life is what will bring them the gift of water.
Think about how blessed we are. Think about how fortunate we are. We turn on the faucet, we grab our bottle of water, as Nick is doing right now, and how fortunate we are that we don't think twice about it. We have water, and when we drink the water, we don't have to worry about getting sick. But this is making a difference in saving lives, because contaminated water impacts 1.1 billion people, and it leads to disease and death. It leads to poverty, and there's no need for it. We who have so much have an ability to make a difference. And I go back to your youth ministries. Does it matter how large the group is? I mean, you can have 50 if you want, right, in one group?
The larger the better, and you know, it's easy to break it down. If you have, you know, 60 runners, then each runner raises $100, and there's the well. And so, you know, it really just depends on the capacity of each team. So, I mean, we're committed to work together. We're actually going to have weekly meetings starting on Monday evening with any team leader that needs any assistance, encouragement, support, so that we can help everybody reach their goal.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, just think about something that is so incredibly tangible, to have an organization, a youth ministry, in which at the end of what you do, you have something that lasts. You know, giving and volunteering, and I know in our parish, our youth minister does an amazing job, and they do all these projects, and we interview the confirmation candidates, and they have to go through their Christian service projects that they've done. But as great as they are, they come and they go. But this lasts forever.
You know? It does. And for 25 years, I see one of the things that's very difficult to comprehend is the idea of how big the challenge is and the problem is. But when we break it down to one well, it becomes manageable. In fact, it becomes manageable even for a family. And for a family to gather together, as one of our families has and already funded 6 wells, they make it their mission. This is what they believe. This is what the kids are learning and understanding. And what I've learned in my life is that you don't become generous and giving at 50. It has to be modeled from a very early age. And that's what we hope, pray, and dream for all of our youth, that they see the possibilities of bringing life to one person at a time when they're young. So when they grow up and become corporate titans, then they can give even more.
We're going to be right back to talk more about the difference you can make with Living Water and Wells of Life. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Brecker. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit with Nick and Michelle Jordan, and we're talking about Living Water and Wells of Life, and we're talking about living out your faith, and your faith is what makes the difference in moving mountains. Faith as big as a mustard seed. We'd look at that mountain and say, move, and it will move. And it's so important, because when we live out our faith, when we give of ourselves our time and our talent and our treasure to something as important as living water and the actual waters in Wells of Life in Uganda, our faith changes. The people who donate, their faith changes, as well as the people who receive the water, their faith changes. And tell us more about that.
Well, I could tell you story after story, but obviously with the limited time, I'm just going to choose 2 quick stories. And the first one is a friend of mine from 30 years ago, Lou Metzger, moved to Ireland and settled down to an idyllic, quiet life. Well, that lasted for quite a long time until I phone called him and asked him if he would photograph some of our trips to Uganda. So in 2014, he went and took these amazing images that he provided to us. And then in 2015, he was ready for the challenge and went back again. So something happened in 2015 that I will tell you changed Lou and Wells of Life. So he went and visited Father Max's parish. And he saw firsthand children who had no water. He saw poverty right in their faces. He came back to Ireland and realized that, one, he was not a wealthy man. But two, he had one item of value that he knew he valued. And it was a gold Rolex watch that he had purchased many years ago. He decided that he no longer needed this watch. He put it up for auction. And at a Fields of Life auction later that year, he received a $30,000 winning bid. Today, there are 5 wells as a result of that Rolex watch.
Praise the Lord. That is fantastic. And, you know, it's when you have the Holy Spirit come upon you, that's when you have power, the power of God's love, the power of making a difference. And Michelle, this is something that you see every day, and with the donors coming in, and their life becomes different as a result of making a difference with other people.
Absolutely. They definitely, when you draw out someone's gifts like that, and their efforts result in something that provides life for a long time, there's a huge transformation that occurs in them. and they are, you know, drawn to do more. And they realize that, you know, we can pray all day long for people, but when we actually take action, there's so much more that happens. And we definitely have created several different ways for people to be involved and give. And we do have these great, great stories, just like Nick spoke about. In fact, Father Max has just received the first two wells of the 10 that we've funded. And we have a blog on our website where we are posting photos and small video snippets of this occurring. So, you know, I definitely want to encourage the listeners to go and take a look at that on our website, wellsoflife.org, and watch what happens when these young children receive their water and just the joy that comes out of them. But when you see the little faces of the babies, you don't have to physically be there to really experience the joy in your own heart to know that your efforts led to that gift for that little child.
And it makes such a big difference, Nick. In order to make a difference with people's lives in which you know that because of your giving, they can actually embrace life by actually having the clean water so that they're not sick. So tell us more about some of the donors and how it's changed their lives.
Well, it's impossible to hold a light to somebody else's path without it lighting your own. That's obviously a statement that's been used often. And that's what happens when a donor seizes the opportunity to bless a community. Their life from that moment changes. We had two donors, Ralph Linsmeyer and his son David, went on our mission trip this year. And the story that Ralph relays at great length is that it really changed how he views life. And it made a mid-course correction as to how he is going to work to fund wells for the next number of decades. So what we put out to a lot of people is that, you know, wherever you're at in your life, don't put it off. Use the opportunity now to become part of Wells of Life and to empower a community, to honor a community, to bring the gift of dignity that the Pope speaks about to a community where a woman doesn't have to have her back broken by carrying water. You can be the hands that make sure that that doesn't happen. And when you go, and I would encourage everybody, and I can speak on air that Steve Greco is actually taking a trip to visit one of his multiple wells in the near future. When you go, I believe you will see a little glimpse of heaven, because what you'll feel is the joy that just comes at you in waves from the people that have received water. Honestly, you'll be embarrassed for about the first, you know, 10 minutes, but after that, it'll be like just basking in the joy of the Lord. You'll receive the blessing that I don't think many of us get the chance over here in the Western world to feel, because we have so much and we're so busy and we have all these things that we do. But when you go and you see that you've changed these lives, that's such an honor, and you will come back a changed person. Because I guarantee you, it's impossible to come back without being changed.
When we make a difference with the poor, when we make a difference with those that God puts in our path, we are changed forever, as mentioned by Nick and Michelle. We are changed forever in which we are filled with the love of God. That love, that joy, that peace that passes all understanding. So my brothers and sisters, you are being called today to make a difference with living water, with Wells of Life. You are being called today to make a difference by giving donations of any size to Wells of Life. And we normally don't go on about donations on our show, but this is such an important organization and such an important ministry. And as Nick mentioned, you know, I'm fortunate to have one well and three more, at least, if not more, coming. And it doesn't matter the size of the donation. And tell us more about that, Michelle, and how they can donate.
Well, we've broken it down to $6 saves a life. So we have a $6 donation program that you can do in multiples of six, or you can do exactly $6. And we are set up to fund those wells by just, you know, keeping all those donations together until one is funded. We also recently created a text water, the word water to
56512.
And by texting water to that number, you can make a donation. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible. We also have, you can create your own well page on our website. So if you want to dedicate a birthday or a holiday to funding a well, you can send the link to all your friends and invite them to make those donations instead of gifts. There's just so many different ways to give. So we want to encourage you to go on our website.
But to be very specific, especially for the listenership here, because I know it's a very large listenership. Father Max presides in a parish that has a tremendous need right now. And we've seen the photographs of wells that are dried up and broken and open swamps where children have to receive water. There are upwards of 10,000 Catholics that lack clean water. So I would simply ask to put it on your heart today. If you want to bless Father Max with a well, certainly either call me, and I'm going to give out my personal cell phone number over the air, which is 949-584-6166. I'll be more than happy to spend time with you, visit with you, speak to a group, speak to your family, whatever you'd like me to do. But the need exists there. There are upwards of 4 million Catholics in Uganda that lack clean water. I believe that this blessing from our listenership today could make a huge impact on several of those lives. And I know the generosity could pour in.
I know there are listeners out there that are going to make a difference with their businesses by having an event with Wells of Life to have the whole business rally around getting one or more wells. And what God put in my heart also is that there are some youth out there that can donate their babysitting money. You know, and think about
great
that for
idea.
A second, right?
Beautiful.
You're babysitting, you're getting paid money, and donate a portion of it or all of it to make a difference in saving a life by giving clean water. We who are so blessed with so much have the ability to give and make a difference. And that's what being Catholic is all about, is loving God with all our heart, soul, might, and strength, to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him, the Baltimore Catechism. And that's what Wells of Life does. So it's been wonderful having both of you on the show. You are making a difference. You are true Catholics as it relates to living out your faith, living out Catholic social justice and Catholic teaching to make a difference in other people's lives. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank
it's
you.
A real pleasure.
Let us think and about how much God loves us and thank Him. Heavenly Father, we just love You and we praise You and we worship You. We thank You, Lord God, for all the gifts that You've given us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of Jesus, died and rose again. Thank You, Jesus, for everything You have done to give us what we need, all of our needs. May we be conduits to help others by giving them water, clean water, by helping the poor in any way You put in our hearts. Help us as Christians, as Catholics, to live out our faith. We say this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God bless you all. We'll look forward to being with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. For a day.